Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, tech out of 508. We'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 550. But first, quick check on Mike Honk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Your breathing pattern is so unique to yourself that it can be used to identify you with 97% accuracy.
Your breathing pattern?
Your breathing pattern. But when you think about that, other than maybe the sound of the breath itself can kind of almost vibrate the vocal cords when you think about it.
Sure.
You know who's breathing.
Actually, you're not wrong. If it's quiet in the audience, you know who you're hearing.
Yes. And again, I don't know if that's just because of the way that the air comes out of the chamber of your nose, or maybe it does vibrate the vocal cords, but like, even when I'm middle stalling it, there are times that I can tell who it is over there.
Oddly enough, I knew when Castle walked into the urinal when I was pooping earlier.
Oh, no kidding.
It wanders away, the door opens, and I assume it's him, but I had not seen him all day. And then just hearing the man breathe as he's peeing, and my mind, and it's stupid, but I'm like, oh, it's Castle.
He's also a very noisy man in the bathroom.
He did fart a little. He did fart a little in his pen, right? Because I was kind of holding mine because I knew it was going to be bad. And, you know, he's just peeing, and then there was a little... And I'm like, yeah, right.
Our boy VD always checks when he comes into the bathroom and I'm middle stalling it. Because, you know, there's really nobody else that uses the middle stall, but somebody does. I'm pretty sure I know who it is over there. But anyway, so he always checks to see if it's me. But he'll stand by at the urinal and just...
He has a very definitive breath sound. One time I thought it was VD in the middle stall. I really had to go, so I took the stall closest to the urinals.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I had to go. And I knew they were finishing up.
Hi-ya!
I looked at the shoes. I'm like, that's VD. So I said, hey, man, you want to join me? And then I hear Phil's voice say, real calm, no, man, that's all right. I'm like, all right. I don't know what Phil thinks of me, but...
I knew Phil used my middle stall.
It was not a great
thing. There's a few middle stallers, because I've not done that, but just been like, pooping, huh, Mike?
And then it's not Mike, right?
Well, nobody said anything. I know there was somebody in there in that middle stall. Nobody said anything. I finished. I was just like, all right. And I came out, and I was like...
What up, Ted?
Yeah, like, hey, Mike, I don't know who's in there.
I hate the reputation.
Everyone here is probably like, everyone in the men's room will talk to you when you're pooping.
Right.
I mean, just casual conversation.
We talk in the men's room, man. That's what we do.
Yeah, that's a good point.
The number of times I've had VD come crashing into the studio. Did you just go blow up that room? No, I didn't. Well, someone did in there. I know I have a reputation. Apparently, the length of your ring finger can predict how well you run.
What?
I don't get it. So I had to look into this one just a little bit. So this, in a nutshell, what they say with this study, people with lower 2D-4D ratios or shorter ring fingers relative to their index finger may perform better in endurance sports. They say the strongest link was the ventilatory threshold, or how hard you can exercise before rapid breathing kicks in. This connection likely stems from prenatal testosterone exposure and its long-term effects on the body.
So if your pointer finger is longer than your ring finger, you have that.
No, if your ring finger is longer than your pointer finger, you're probably a good runner. And
my
you know
ring
what?
Finger is longer than my pointer finger.
So you should be a good runner, sir.
If okay. I ran, I might find out.
Yeah. Right?
Who are we running?
I will say this.
Who are we running from?
I've outrun cops many times in my teen years. Man, I mean fleet of foot, brother.
Ain't been caught yet, man.
Ain't been caught. Well, I got caught one time, and it ended poorly.
Caught running away, or you just
no,
arrested?
No, I was not running.
Okay, there you go. Every time you've run, you've
oh,
escaped.
Yeah. The running, 100%. Hear that, coppers?
Try to catch me. I'm the gingerbread man.
If you, and I always think that when I watch like cop TV shows. They always confuse me. They're, hey, man, we found the suspect or whatever. They're still like 40 feet away.
Yeah.
And they yell, you there. I'm like a 40-foot head. So, brother, you ain't catching that guy.
No.
You got to get up on him and then take him down. Right. I've never understood that.
Science has proven that Americans do, in fact, have the filthiest mouths in the world.
Oh, God. Right. By leaps and bounds, man.
It depends entirely on what you consider to be foul language.
Just whatever you consider foul language in your own country, right?
Those nasty Brits use the C word all the damn time.
Yeah, and same. But
it's
because
just
it's
the
F
word.
But it's not considered necessarily as profane as we see it.
Right.
So that registers less. So, yeah, we dominated this. We are a filthy, filthy people.
I have some friends, I swear, I just don't think they think of, I don't think it registers how much they curse.
Yes.
We just did a birthday for the guy from New Jersey. Now, look, I don't know the guy, but I know New Jersey. Everyone there cusses all the time, and they're not being mean. They're not even being rude. Like, this is the form of communication.
Correct.
Where are we effing going for effing dinner tonight? Do you see that mother effer that came up and his mother effer? Like, this is just a conversation.
Right. New research shows that expressing gratitude can transform your work and life.
No kidding.
Right. What do you know?
Being gracious to people.
Shocking.
Might come back in a positive way.
Brutal honesty has shown to make relationships stronger, even when it hurts. Because at the end of the day, people like honesty. And I will say about this, I believe I've said it before, honesty works as long as people understand that you have the best intentions in mind.
I think my
somebody
issue
asks
is,
you,
if they ask you,
yes.
To me, when I hear people say brutal honesty, as we use it now, typically it means no one asks for your opinion.
Right.
You just offered it up. Even correct. If you're right, like that no one likes. But if you're going to ask me, then yes,
well,
I will be honest.
I'll push in the other direction. Sometimes people do need brutal honesty that's unsolicited because they're never going to ask that about themselves. It's something that they need to know about themselves. Truly.
But I think sometimes you can judge if it's the right time.
Exactly.
There's a way to... there's some people that are just rude and go,
right.
I'm just being honest. So again, that's where we can throw like, right, but nobody asked you.
Correct.
You're just saying
you're
this
just
to say,
being
and
rude.
I don't even know you.
Right.
Right. You're not even wrong.
Right.
But you're rude.
Exactly.
That's all. So it's like having kids, you know what I mean? You know everything you need to know about them. And sometimes you have to be brutally honest.
Right.
You're always very honest. Sometimes you have to be brutal. But it's all circumstantial. Sometimes you have your come-to-moment Jesus with us. Other times, hey, let me just talk to you.
I feel like everybody has that person in their life that they look and say somebody close to them needs to tell them about this flaw that they have.
People that are not in rock bands that wear leather pants.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not on me to do it because I am not right. near high enough on their hierarchy for them to listen to what it is that they need to
I'll
hear.
I'll just be a douche.
Right. One of their family or their wife or their husband needs to, like, lay it down with them like, hey, this needs to stop.
Sure.
Regardless of income level, people that save and pay off debts on time score significantly higher on mental health assessments.
Well, they're not stressed.
Yeah.
If they can.
Dead.
If you can do that, sure, but it's just one less distraction.
Exactly.
It's a matter of, can you?
Right.
Everyone's got a different situation.
I'm sure everybody would like to.
Like, when I was a kid, it always seemed weird to me. Someone on a game show would be like, we paid your mortgage. And my parents were always like, man, that's awesome. In my mind, as a kid, I'm like, I want money. I don't care. Now I have a house. I'm like, man, if you paid off my mortgage, I would break down in tears just like they do.
You bet.
Right?
You bet. How does a man from Florida manage to score more than 100?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Free flight from different airlines, Miles?
I would love to know.
I'll tell you about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Three time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast the police in North Charleston, South Carolina. This past Sunday, they got a call about a burglary at about 3:30 in the morning. And then a few minutes later, they spotted the vehicle involved in a burglary driving down the highway, and that's when the pursuit ensued. And for the next 1 hour and 15 minutes, police trailed. They tried to get the suspect to pull over, but he would not listen to any of their repeated commands. But eventually, he drove on to the Charleston County Fairgrounds, and that's where his vehicle ended up getting stuck. He attempts to flee on foot, but thanks to a drone and the old canine unit, they managed to get his ass, and he was arrested. But the reason we're toasting everyone is because the chase got up to speeds of, any guesses? It's an hour and 15-minute chase on a highway,
320 miles.
Like 30.
30.
12.
Yeah, you're all over it. 3 miles an hour.
Oh, my God.
But in case you don't know, that is the speed the average adult walks. The guy was in an excavator. They had...
You can't open the door. They lock, I guess.
It has an open tab. Look, that's a sign of privilege because some people might get shot. But an hour and 15 minutes. They said the cop cars would actually stop sometimes for fear of getting in front of the guy. 3 miles an hour. Keep in mind, that was the top speed. Most of the time, it was not even 3 miles an hour.
Damn.
An hour and 15 minutes. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.